Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Texanani, and today we're talking about the six most Googled stocks in Australia. Joining me on the show today is Ben Clark from TMS Capital and Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management. Roger, let's start with you. CBA, the most Googled stock in the country, right. Buy, Hold, Sell.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
It's probably a sell now that you've told me that, but I would put a hold on it. Look, the outlook for that business is obviously tough. We thought it was tough years ago. Net interest margins under pressure as rates approach zero. You know, you've got long-term cost increases as a result of compliance after the Royal Commission. And then, of course, you've got the lowest level of bad and doubtful debt provisions just at the wrong time of the cycle. Then we had COVID-19. You know, arrears are going to go up, non-performing loans are going to go up. It all sounds really, really tough, but it got really, really close to its NTA. And so it became quite cheap, so we added it to our portfolio. Given that it's now bounced, I'd put a hold on it, but at lower prices, I'd be buying it again.
Okay, Ben, it always does seem to trade at a premium to its competitors, but does that make it worth owning? Buy, hold, sell.
I think it's a just a hold for me. The earnings headwinds that the banks are going to face over the next 2 to 3 years are going to be fairly dramatic. These businesses used to earn return on equity in 15 to 20%, and it's now getting back into single digits. And from what the CEOs are saying, that's probably a permanent shift. But CBA does look reasonably priced given the outlook. But I do, as Roger said, I think the bad and doubtful debt cycle is, it's anyone's guess how this plays out. And that's probably the biggest risk to their earnings.
Okay, next stop, CSL recently announced a $655 million investment to expand its gene therapy portfolio. Buy, hold, sell.
I've got a buy on this. This is a stock I think has been sold off a bit by some fund managers to get back into a risk on sort of trade. And I think that's created a more attractive opportunity to get into it. CSL should have real earnings resilience throughout this period, regardless of what the economy does. It's got a couple of real blockbuster drugs in its R&D pipeline, which are getting closer and closer to potential market approvals. So there's quite a lot of optionality in that side of the business. Buy for me.
Okay. Roger, interesting story about CSL. I once knew a farmer who thought he was going to lose his farm because of the drought. He then realized he inherited 10,000 CSL shares from the float, saving lives in more ways than one. Buy, hold, sell.
Look, we've also got a buy on it. We own it. I think it's one of the best quality companies that Australia's ever produced. Having said that, that's a fairly obvious statement. I do think, though, that the large level of unemployment in the United States means that collections are going to start going up. There's going to be a lot more people donating blood. There's going to be a lot more plasma collected. And this is a business that has underperformed the market significantly for the reasons Ben articulated. And so it's a buy.
Okay. Next stop, BHP, which actually poached CSL's CFO, old blood, you could say, buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, look, I've got a hold on it at the moment. Obviously, it's benefited from a rising iron ore price as a consequence of what's going on in Brazil. But when we look at data, we look at data on ports in China, and we look at import data and export data, we think that there's pressure on the iron ore price. So for the moment, it's a hold.
Ben, BHP is on a PE of 14. It's got a dividend of circa 5% fully franked. It's riding the commodities boom. What's not to like? Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, the cash flow generation at the moment in this iron ore division is extraordinary. But I just wonder what's going to be the catalyst to push the iron ore price even higher. I think Vale will start to get some production back into the market toward the end of this year. There's not much they can do on the cost side of the business. They're already producing at an incredibly low level. So I just wonder where the growth comes from this point. But it's a pretty easy hold for me. I think it's a business that's going to pay a nice dividend, and the balance sheet's in stellar shape.
Okay, next stock, Wesfarmers, buy, hold, sell.
Wesfarmers is a hold, I think, kind of for similar reasons to BHP, where I think they've had this incredible period of earnings through the Bunnings and Officeworks chain, which are really the predominant business that Wesfarmers own these days. But I just wonder whether that growth can be maintained as people hopefully start to get back to more normal lives. Wesfarmers has got an extraordinarily good balance sheet after selling out of Coles. I'm sure they've got some eyes on some targets. You'd hope they actually do look at acquiring something if they're going to during this period. So I think it's probably a hold for me.
Okay. Roger, I've had to queue outside Bunnings. I've had to queue outside Officeworks during the
pandemic. You really like those sausages, don't you?
Should we be queuing to buy Wesfarmers shares, buy, hold, sell?
Look, I'm tempted to say buy, but I'd also put a hold on it as well. We don't see any slowdown in their growth. We actually think they're just going from strength to strength, despite the, you know, the limited numbers of people that can be in the store at any one time. And I think this $25,000 grant that people have given, people have been given to go and build a house, I actually think that's going to help them as well. It's been a great stay-at-home trade, but I think there's going to be more growth to come.
Okay, staying with you. AMP finally managed to sell its life business. Can it now get on with life?
I can't believe we have to talk about this. It's a business that I've used as an example in my university lectures when I go and lecture occasionally at Sydney Uni. For the last 15 years, I've used that as precisely the sort of business that you don't want to own. Its share price, consequently, for the reasons that I articulate in those lectures, its share price is down about 75 or 78% over 22 years. There's a little bit of excitement now that they've sold that life business. They've got some cash. They may pay a special dividend. But I actually think as planners start moving towards individual licensing, it's going to put huge pressure on their distribution or distribution of their products.
So it's a sell.
It's a sell.
Okay. Pretty good lecture. Do you agree with that?
Buy, hold, sell on AMP. I do. I think... Yes, the balance sheet's in much better shape now. It probably gives them a bit of optionality maybe to keep carving up the business. We know AMP Capital's very well regarded and maybe it's worth a lot more if it was to be demerged or something like that. But the core business, it's still struggling. And I just think there's going to be an exodus of any good quality planners want to get out of AMP. The platforms that they run and operate have been underinvested in, that they've been over-earning, you know, versus the NetWealths and Hub24s, et cetera. I just can't see what an earning catalyst is going to look like.
Okay. Finishing off with the stock that's actually been the most Googled just in this week, Qantas. Monster week for the company. Cap raising, borders reopening, except for the poor Victorians, of course. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I'd probably put a hold on it, although it's never been a business we've owned. I do think the digital, like the Qantas Rewards business, is actually a really good quality business. And I think management have done a great job to hold on to that business. It's given them earning stability. There's been a lot of pressure over the years from bankers to spin it off. But you know, the question is, when do these planes get going again? What does utilization look like when they do get going? What do the prices look like? You know, what does the competition out there look like? There's just so many question marks. It's, for me, it's too hard to buy.
Okay, Roger, I'm sure we're all excited about jumping on a plane again, going to a, you know, going for a holiday, but should we be jumping on Qantas's shares?
No one will be excited about my answer. It'll be the same as I've given for the last 20 years, and that is they're horrible businesses. They're capital intensive. They're reliant on a commodity. They're labour intensive. There's irrational competition. They're just, if you have a long enough time horizon, you just see that they just don't generate great returns. Having said that, Alan Joyce is probably the most amazing operator of airlines that anyone's ever seen. If people want to buy it as a leverage to a recovery, I think you're better off in the airports. I think you're better off owning Auckland International Airport or owning Sydney Airport than you are taking exposure to the operating leverage of an airline.
Okay. As the economy opens up, we may all be Googling some stock ideas, but some of these share prices may just fly off the handle.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.